Do you ever feel like the world is too big and your dreams are too far away? Let me tell you the story of a boy who started with nothing but a curious mind and an unstoppable desire to learn. He was not born with extraordinary powers. He wasn't born a billionaire or a genius, but through his passion, determination, and love for learning, he became one of the most powerful and influential figures in the world. This boy is Bill Gates, a name that has become a symbol of success and innovation. His story is not just about becoming rich. It's about believing in your dreams, working hard, and turning ideas into reality. It's about never giving up, no matter how tough life gets. Today, we will begin his journey. We'll talk about his childhood, his curiosity, the struggles he faced, and how his love for computers started. By the time you finish this story, you'll not only know Bill Gates's early life, but also feel inspired to chase your own dreams. And remember, as we go along, keep learning new English words and phrases, just like Bill Gates believed in learning something new every day. Bill Gates was born on October 28, 1955, in Seattle, Washington, USA, into a loving and supportive family. His full name, William Henry Gates III, came from his father and grandfather, as he was the third in the line. But no one in his family could have guessed that this small boy would one day become a global icon. Bill's family was neither very rich nor very poor. They lived a comfortable middle-class life. His father, William H. Gates Sr., was a tall and disciplined lawyer. He believed in hard work and education. His mother, Mary Maxwell Gates, was a kind and intelligent woman who worked as a teacher and later served on corporate boards. Even as a baby, Bill was curious. His parents often joked that he could stare at something for hours, trying to understand how it worked. This curiosity would become one of his greatest strengths. From an early age, Bill showed signs of brilliance. He loved books. He read everything he could get his hands on. By the age of 7, he was devouring books on science, history, and even law. His favorite place was the family's small library, where he could sit for hours with a book in his lap. But Bill wasn't perfect. In school, he was often bored because the lessons were too easy for him. He didn't like following rules, and sometimes his teachers complained that he was too restless. However, his sharp mind made him stand out. One day, when he was 9 years old, a teacher asked, "Bill, why do you always look distracted in class?" Bill confidently replied, "Because I've already read the book." His parents realized that Bill needed more challenges, so they enrolled him in the prestigious Lakeside School, known for encouraging bright students. Lakeside School would change Bill's life forever. It was here that he was introduced to something that fascinated him more than books: computers. In the late 1960s, computers were rare. They were massive machines that filled entire rooms, and only big companies or universities owned them. But Lakeside had a computer, and Bill was immediately drawn to it. The first time he touched a computer keyboard, he felt like he had discovered magic. Bill would spend hours in the computer room learning how to program. His passion was so strong that he often skipped other classes just to work on the computer. At first, his teachers were annoyed, but soon they realized that Bill had a special talent. One day, his math teacher said, "Bill, you might just change the world someday." Bill didn't just use the computer for fun. At the age of 13, he created his first computer program. It was a simple game of tic-tac-toe where a user could play against the computer. This small achievement filled him with pride and showed him what was possible with programming. During his time at Lakeside, Bill met Paul Allen, a senior student who shared his love for computers. Paul was quiet and thoughtful, while Bill was energetic and outspoken. Despite their differences, they became close friends because of their shared passion. Paul and Bill would spend hours talking about the future of computers. One day, Paul said, "Bill, I believe one day there will be a computer on every desk and in every home." This idea seemed impossible at the time. Computers were expensive, and only big businesses used them. But Bill believed it too. They started dreaming together about how they could make this vision a reality. By the time Bill was 15, he wasn't just learning, he was earning. Along with Paul Allen, he started his first business, Traf-O-Data, which created a program to analyze traffic data for cities. They earned $20,000 from this project, a huge amount of money for teenagers in the 1970s. This experience taught Bill an important lesson. Success isn't just about ideas, it's about turning those ideas into action. He realized that to achieve big dreams, you have to work hard and take risks. Bill's love for learning and working didn't mean he was always serious. He had a playful side, too. At Lakeside, he loved sitting with girls during classes, not to flirt, but because he believed girls were more focused and disciplined. This habit made him more comfortable interacting with people and building connections. But Bill was also competitive. He loved challenges and would often bet with his friends on who could solve a problem faster. He hated losing and would do whatever it took to come out on top. His parents sometimes worried about his obsession with computers. One evening, his mother said, "Bill, you can't spend your whole life in front of a computer." Bill replied with a smile, "Why not, Mom? One day, computers will change the world, and I want to be part of that." Even as a teenager, Bill showed signs of leadership. He wasn't just interested in programming. He wanted to build something big. He dreamed of creating a company that would make computers accessible to everyone. At Lakeside, Bill and Paul would stay late at night, discussing their dreams. They didn't have all the answers, but they had one thing in common: a vision for the future. In 1973, when Bill Gates was just 18 years old, he enrolled at Harvard University, one of the best colleges in the world. His parents were thrilled because Harvard was a big deal, and they believed Bill would become a successful lawyer like his father. But Bill had a different plan. While other students were busy studying law, history, or medicine, Bill spent most of his time in the computer lab. He skipped classes to learn more about programming and write code. He loved solving problems and creating software that could make computers work faster. One day, a professor at Harvard asked Bill, "Why don't you focus on your studies instead of spending all your time with computers?" Bill smiled and said, "Because this is the future. Computers will change everything, and I want to be ready for it." Even at Harvard, Bill's passion for computers made him stand out. He wasn't just a student, he was a visionary. In 1974, while Bill was still in college, something happened that would change his life forever. A company called Emits created the first personal computer called the Altair 8800. This was a huge deal because until then, computers were large and expensive, and only big businesses could afford them. When Bill and Paul Allen saw the Altair 8800, they knew this was their chance. They believed that personal computers would become popular, and they wanted to be part of this revolution. Paul called Bill one night and said, "Bill, this is it. We need to act fast before someone else does." Bill agreed. Together, they decided to write a software program that would make the Altair 8800 more useful. But here's the thing. They didn't even own an Altair computer. They had to create the program using nothing but their knowledge and imagination. It was a big risk, but Bill believed in their abilities. In 1975, at the age of 20, Bill made a bold decision. He dropped out of Harvard to start his own company with Paul Allen. Imagine what his parents must have felt. They were disappointed and worried. His mother said, "Bill, what are you doing? Harvard is your future." But Bill replied, "Mom, this is my future. Computers are my passion, and I can't let this opportunity slip away." It wasn't an easy decision. Leaving one of the best universities in the world to start a company with no guarantees was a big risk. But Bill had faith in his vision. In the same year, Bill and Paul started a company they called Microsoft, which stood for Microcomputer Software. Their goal was simple: to create software for personal computers. The first few months were tough. They had no office, no money, and no team. Just two young men with a dream. Bill worked day and night, writing code and meeting potential clients. Paul focused on building partnerships and spreading the word about their company. Their hard work paid off. The program they created for the Altair 8800 was a success, and soon other companies started noticing Microsoft. As Microsoft grew, Bill realized he couldn't do everything alone. He needed a team of talented people who shared his passion for innovation. He started hiring the best programmers and engineers he could find. Bill was a tough boss. He demanded excellence and worked harder than anyone else. He would often stay in the office until 2 or 3 a.m., making sure every line of code was perfect. He believed that if you want to achieve greatness, you have to give your best effort every single day. In 1980, Microsoft got its first big break. A company called IBM was building a personal computer and needed an operating system. An operating system is like the brain of a computer. It controls everything. IBM approached Microsoft and asked if they could create one. Bill didn't have an operating system ready, but he didn't say no. Instead, he promised IBM that Microsoft would deliver. Bill quickly bought an existing operating system called QDOS, improved it, and renamed it MS-DOS. He sold it to IBM, and it became a massive success. Every IBM computer now used Microsoft's software. This deal changed everything. Microsoft went from being a small company to a major player in the tech industry. Bill Gates was not just a programmer, he was a leader. He knew how to motivate his team and push them to do their best. He believed in innovation and wasn't afraid to take risks. One of Bill's most famous quotes is, "Success is a lousy teacher." It seduces smart people into thinking they can't lose. This means that you should never become overconfident, even when you're successful. Bill also believed in continuous learning. He often told his team, "Never stop improving. There's always a better way to do something." Success didn't come without challenges. Microsoft faced competition from other tech companies, and some people doubted Bill's abilities. But Bill never gave up. He stayed focused, worked hard, and continued to innovate. He believed that every challenge was an opportunity to learn and grow. By the time Bill was in his mid-20s, Microsoft was growing rapidly. But he didn't stop there. Bill had a bigger vision. He wanted to make computers affordable and accessible to everyone in the world. This vision drove him to work harder than ever. He wanted to change the way people lived, worked, and communicated. By the early 1980s, Microsoft was no longer just a small company. It had become a leader in the software industry. Bill Gates and his team worked tirelessly to create better programs and tools that could be used by everyone, from students to businesses. In 1985, Microsoft launched one of its most famous products, Windows. Windows was a revolutionary operating system that made computers easier to use. Before Windows, computers were complicated, and only experts could operate them. But Windows changed that. Now anyone could use a computer with simple clicks and commands. The launch of Windows was a turning point for Microsoft. It became a huge success and was installed on millions of computers around the world. Bill Gates's dream of bringing computers into every home and office was starting to come true. As Microsoft grew, so did its competition. Other companies, like Apple, were also developing innovative technology. Steve Jobs, the co-founder of Apple, was one of Bill Gates's biggest competitors. But here's the interesting part. While they were rivals, Bill and Steve also had a strange kind of respect for each other. Steve once said, "Bill is unimaginative, but he's brilliant at running a company." And Bill said about Steve, "Steve had a flair for design like no one else. He made things beautiful." Even though they were different in their approaches, both men wanted to change the world with technology. By 1987, at the age of 31, Bill Gates became the youngest self-made billionaire in the world. Can you imagine? A young man who once spent hours in a school computer lab was now one of the richest people on the planet. But Bill didn't let his success make him lazy. Instead, he worked even harder. He believed that with great success comes great responsibility. One of Bill's most famous quotes is, "If you are born poor, it's not your fault. But if you die poor, it's your fault." This quote reflects his belief that everyone has the power to change their life with hard work and determination. While Bill was busy building Microsoft, his personal life was also taking shape. In 1987, he met a young woman named Melinda French. She worked at Microsoft and was intelligent, kind, and driven. Bill and Melinda started dating, and they quickly realized they had a lot in common. Both of them believed in using their success to make the world a better place. In 1994, Bill and Melinda got married in a private ceremony in Hawaii. Their wedding was simple and elegant, reflecting their down-to-earth personalities. Together, they had three children: Jennifer Gates, born in 1996, who later became an accomplished equestrian and medical student; Rory Gates, born in 1999, who is known for being intelligent and private. Phoebe Gates, born in 2002, who shares her father's passion for education and innovation. Despite being one of the richest families in the world, Bill and Melinda raised their children with humility. They didn't spoil them with endless luxuries, but instead taught them the value of hard work and kindness. Leading a company as big as Microsoft wasn't easy. Bill often faced criticism from the media and other companies. Some people said he was too aggressive in business, while others questioned Microsoft's practices. In the late 1990s, Microsoft faced a major legal challenge. The U.S. government accused the company of using unfair practices to dominate the software market. This was a stressful time for Bill, as the case went on for several years. But Bill didn't give up. He faced the challenges head-on, learned from his mistakes, and continued to lead Microsoft with determination. As Bill grew older, he realized that his wealth could do more than just build a successful company. In 2000, he and Melinda started the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, one of the largest charitable organizations in the world. The foundation focuses on solving some of the world's biggest problems, such as improving global health. They work to fight diseases like malaria, tuberculosis, and HIV/AIDS. Providing education. The foundation helps children in poor countries go to school and learn. Access to clean water. They build systems to provide clean drinking water to communities in need. Bill once said, "Money has no utility to me beyond a certain point. Its utility is entirely in building an organization and getting resources out to the poorest in the world." Throughout his life, Bill has shared many powerful words of wisdom. Here are a few of his most inspiring quotes. 1. I choose a lazy person to do a hard job, because a lazy person will find an easy way to do it. This means that sometimes simplicity and innovation come from unexpected places. 2. Don't compare yourself with anyone in this world. If you do, you are insulting yourself. Bill encourages everyone to focus on their own journey and not get distracted by others. 3. Patience is a key element of success. Success doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, effort, and patience. People often wonder how much money Bill Gates makes. While it's hard to calculate exactly, let's break it down. In 1 second, Bill makes around $127. In 1 minute, that's about $7,600. In 1 day, he earns over $10 million. Even though Bill has so much wealth, he doesn't live an extravagant life. He believes in using his money to help others and create a better world. One day, a young journalist got the chance to interview Bill Gates. The journalist was excited but also nervous. He wanted to ask Bill Gates about the secret of his success. The interview started, and the journalist asked Bill Gates, "Sir, what is the secret of your success?" Bill Gates smiled and took out a blank check from his pocket. He handed the check to the journalist and said, "Write any amount you want and take it." The journalist was shocked. He thought Bill Gates was joking, so he laughed and said, "No, no, sir. I don't want money. I want to know your secret of success." Bill Gates kept smiling and said, "I'm serious. Write any amount. Take it." The journalist felt uncomfortable. He refused again and said, "Sir, I respect you, but I cannot take your money. I just want to learn from you. Bill Gates looked at him and said, "This is the secret of my success. When I see an opportunity, I grab it without hesitation. You had the chance to take this check, but you hesitated. Most people miss their opportunities because they think too much or are afraid to take risks. Success comes to those who take action." The journalist realized the lesson. Success is not just about working hard. It is also about taking risks and making the most of opportunities. By the early 2000s, Microsoft was at the peak of its success. Bill Gates was the face of the tech industry, admired and respected around the world. But as the company grew bigger, Bill realized something important. He wanted to focus on more than just business. In 2006, Bill made a big announcement. He decided to step down from his day-to-day role at Microsoft. This decision shocked many people. Why would someone leave the company they built? But Bill explained his reason. He said, "I've been very lucky to achieve success in technology. Now I want to spend my time giving back to the world." After stepping back from Microsoft, Bill focused full-time on the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. This foundation wasn't just any charity. It was one of the most ambitious projects in the world. Bill said, "The goal is to give every child, no matter where they are born, a chance to live a healthy and productive life." Even with all his efforts, some people questioned if his foundation could really solve such big problems. Others accused him of using his money for power. But Bill didn't let the negativity stop him. Instead, he stayed focused on his mission. He once said, "If I listened to every critic, I would never get anything done. Focus on the work, not the noise." This is a powerful lesson for all of us. No matter what we do in life, there will always be people who doubt us. The key is to stay determined and believe in yourself. Bill is not just about giving money. He is also about finding innovative solutions. One of his most exciting projects is working on clean energy. He realized that climate change is one of the biggest threats to the world. To fight this, he started funding projects to create renewable energy, like solar and wind power. He also supported research on nuclear energy that is safe and sustainable. Bill believes that if we invest in science, we can solve even the toughest problems. Even though Bill is no longer running Microsoft, he continues to inspire millions of people. He often gives speeches at schools, universities, and conferences. In his talks, he shares his journey and encourages young people to dream big. One of his most famous pieces of advice is, "Don't wait for the perfect moment. Start now. Take risks, make mistakes, and learn from them." Despite being one of the richest men in the world, Bill Gates lives a surprisingly simple life. Yes, he has a big house, but he doesn't spend his money on flashy cars or unnecessary luxuries. Instead, he loves spending time with his family. He and Melinda worked hard to raise their children with good values. They didn't give their kids unlimited money. In fact, they decided to leave most of their fortune to charity. Bill said, "I want my kids to have their own identity. Giving them too much money would take away their motivation." His parenting style teaches us an important lesson. True success is not about wealth, it's about character. Even as a billionaire, Bill Gates follows a simple routine. He believes that good habits are the foundation of a successful life. Here's a glimpse into his daily life. 1. Morning. Bill starts his day by reading. He reads about science, history, and global issues. He believes that reading expands your mind and helps you think critically. 2. Work. Even though he's no longer at Microsoft, he still works on foundation projects, meets scientists, and reviews progress. 3rd evening. He enjoys playing bridge, a card game, with his friends. It helps him relax and keeps his mind sharp. Bill believes in staying curious. He says, "No matter how busy you are, make time to learn. Learning is the best investment you can make." During the COVID-19 pandemic, Bill Gates played a major role in helping the world. His foundation donated billions of dollars to develop vaccines and distribute them to poor countries. Bill Gates' story is not just about building Microsoft or becoming one of the richest men in the world. It's about redefining what success means. For many, success is wealth, fame, and power. But for Bill, success is about impact, the difference you make in the lives of others. After stepping away from Microsoft, Bill Gates became a symbol of hope and possibility. His journey taught the world that success doesn't end with personal achievements. It begins when you use your success to uplift others. In one of his speeches, he said, "The true measure of success is not how much you've achieved, but how many lives you've improved." This simple yet powerful idea became the foundation of his life's work. Even in his later years, Bill Gates is far from slowing down. He has devoted himself to solving some of the world's biggest challenges. His foundation is tackling climate change, improving education, and eradicating diseases like malaria and polio. Bill often says, "The future is not something we enter, it's something we create. Let's create a future where everyone has a chance to succeed." By 2023, Bill Gates had donated over $50 billion through the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. But it's not just the amount of money that matters, it's the philosophy behind it. Bill believes that wealth is not meant to be hoarded. He often says, "If you're fortunate enough to be successful, you have a duty to give back." Wealth should be used to solve problems, not create them. His giving inspired other billionaires to follow his lead. In 2010, Bill and Warren Buffett launched the Giving Pledge, a commitment by the world's wealthiest people to donate the majority of their wealth to charity. Today, more than 230 billionaires have joined this movement. This act of generosity shows us that true greatness comes not from what you take, but from what you give. Even though Bill Gates is admired by millions, his life has not been free of challenges. In 2021, he and Melinda announced their divorce after 27 years of marriage. This was a difficult time for him, personally and professionally, but instead of letting the situation break him, Bill remained focused on his mission. He and Melinda continued working together on their foundation, putting their shared vision above their personal differences. This chapter of his life teaches us an important lesson. Challenges are inevitable, but how you respond to them defines your character. Bill often says, "Life will test you in ways you can't imagine, but every challenge is an opportunity to grow stronger." As one of the most influential figures in history, Bill Gates has shared countless pieces of wisdom. Here are some of his most inspiring thoughts for the next generation. 1. Dream big, Start small. Don't wait for the perfect moment to start. Start where you are, use what you have, and build from there. 2. Embrace failure. Failure is not the opposite of success. It's part of the journey. Each mistake teaches you something valuable. 3. Value time. Time is your most precious resource. Use it wisely. Spend it on things that matter, learning, growing, and helping others. Be curious. The world is full of problems, but it's also full of opportunities. Stay curious, keep learning, and find solutions. 5. Kindness is strength. The world needs more compassion. Be kind, not because it's easy, but because it's the right thing to do. He once said, "At the end of the day, it's not about the money, the fame, or the awards. It's about the people you love and the difference you've made." Bill Gates's life is a reminder that anyone, no matter where they start, can achieve greatness. He was once a curious boy who loved reading and computers. Today, he's a global icon who has transformed the world. Here are the key lessons from his journey. 1. Education is power. Never stop learning. Knowledge is the key to unlocking your potential. 2. Take action. Don't wait for the perfect opportunity. Start small and build your way up. 3. Be resilient. Life will have ups and downs, but every challenge is an opportunity to grow. 4. Give back. True success is about helping others. Make a difference in the world. 5. Stay humble. No matter how much you achieve, remember your roots and stay grounded. Bill Gates's impact on the world will be felt for generations to come. He has proven that one person, with vision and determination, can change the course of history. From building Microsoft to fighting global poverty, from transforming technology to inspiring the next generation, Bill Gates's legacy is a testament to the power of hard work, curiosity, and compassion. Bill Gates's life is a story of courage, innovation, and generosity. But more than anything, it's a story of hope. No matter who you are or where you come from, you have the power to shape your future. Learn from Bill's journey, embrace challenges, and work toward your dreams. Remember, greatness is not about where you start, it's about where you're willing to go. This is not the end of Bill Gates's story. It's only the beginning of the legacy he is leaving for the world, and it's a reminder to all of us that we too can make a difference.